Nora Ephron was a famous journalist and novelist before she became a famous screenwriter with scripts like Silkwood and Heartburn, based on her novel, and When Harry Met Sally. Now she's directed her first movie, which, like a lot of her essays and novels, is more than a bit autobiographical. Film critic Stephen Schiff had a look at This Is My Life,
which comes from a novel by Meg Wolitzer called This Is Your Life. In any case, it's Nora Ephron's life, because her new comedy is about what it's like to grow up the daughter of successful showbiz parents. And that's exactly what Nora and her sister Delia, who co-wrote the screenplay, did. Their parents were Henry and Phoebe Ephron, who wrote movies like Carousel and Desk Set. This Is My Life is about the family of Dottie Ingalls, played by Julie Kavner. She's a single mother in Ozone Park, Queens, who uses her brassy way with an ad lib to sell cosmetics. But what she really wants to be is a stand-up comic. And little by little, she turns herself into one. By the time she's wowing TV talk show hosts and playing Vegas, life has changed for her daughters, 16-year-old Erica, played by Samantha Mathis, and 10-year-old Opal, played by Gabby Hoffman. At first, they revel in mom's success, but then they begin to feel neglected, and worse, used. Mom keeps turning their schoolyard ups and downs into comedy routines, just the way Ephron's own parents used little Nora's college letters home for their movie Take Her, She's Mine, all of which Dottie eventually realizes, although it takes her forever. Here she is telling her agent, played by Dan Aykroyd, the awful truth about moms and kids.
Erica was right. I really didn't think about them. I mean, I did think about them. In the beginning, I thought about them all the time. I spent 16 years doing nothing but thinking about them, and now I spend 3 months thinking about myself, and I feel like I murdered them.
You had to travel. It's part of your work. Look, kids are happy when their mother is happy.
No, they're not. Everyone says that, but it's not true. Kids are happy if you're there. You give kids a choice. Your mother in the next room on the verge of suicide versus your mother in Hawaii in ecstasy. They choose suicide in the next room.
By the way, Aykroyd is terrific as the plump, sweater-wearing super agent Arnold Moss, but he keeps doing something that has baffled a lot of critics. He eats paper napkins. So maybe it's worth pointing out that Ephron's plump, sweater-wearing super agent Sam Cohn, who's famous for not returning phone calls, is also famous for eating paper napkins. Paper anything, actually. Details like that, and like the school play in which 10-year-olds recite passages from T.S. Eliot's The Hollow Men, are good fun. But they're not enough to turn This Is My Life into anything substantial. Ephron's debut as a director looks fluid, and at times even stylish, but the story she's telling is so soft that it could fit neatly into any TV sitcom. Maybe it would have been dishonest for Ephron to hype up the pain this family is undergoing. But without that sense of real anguish, they don't seem to be going through much of anything. The crisis of Dottie's fame is like a tree to hang one-liners on. Julie Kavner is a winning and resourceful actress, but Ephron hasn't given her much to do besides crack jokes. Whether she's supposed to be getting spoiled by success or racked by her children's problems, she remains cheery and sensible and slightly put upon, like many a good mom. Maybe Ephron herself feels torn between the emotions of the daughters and the emotions of the mother. Yes, she's been a showbiz daughter, but she also has kids of her own, kids who have been subjected to her success. This Is My Life is so terribly even-handed and sage that it winds up feeling undramatic. A sweet and pleasant series of observations, but not quite a movie.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.